It's All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Emily Boyer. Wildfire forecasters say northern Colorado's fire season should be far less active than last year. While federal, state, and local officials may not be dealing with massive blazes now, they're still dealing with the after effects of last year's devastating High Park fire. KUNC's Nathan Heffel has more.
Standing next to the rushing Coosa River at the Hewlett Gulch Trailhead 10 miles west of Fort Collins, it's not hard to see that the river looks very different. John Helverson is with the U.S. Forest Service.
So we're dealing with not just the normal sedimentation, but an increase in that and ash, which is not normally present. So the water is substantially murkier than it would be in a normal year than it was this time last year.
Further complicating matters is the lack of vegetation that was burned away by the fire. Without ground cover, there is nothing there to stop the ash and soot from flowing into the river, even after a moderate rainstorm. That's why the U.S. Forest Service is hard at work this week, mitigating the fire's effect on the barren and gray hillsides. Bales and bales of hay surround a relatively remote field on national forest land inside the burn zone. A blue helicopter hovers overhead, dangling a long rope with a large hook. Underneath, workers attach a net loaded with 2,000 pounds of hay, and the helicopter lifts it into the air toward a steep hillside, where it will be dropped to limit runoff and spur revegetation. This process is going to be repeated over and over again through the end of June. Much of the work on national forest land is being paid for by emergency federal funds. While the mitigation work needed to be done as soon as possible, John Helverson says the slow start to the fire season has helped a great deal.
There's moisture in the soil that we can help to maintain by getting some mulch and ground cover on it. Another thing is this helicopter's available. If the fire season had gotten rolling earlier, they may have been committed to other assignments on active wildfires.
And there was some fear at the beginning of April that Colorado was heading down a similar path to last year with low snowpack and dry conditions. But late season snows went a long way, at least in the northern part of the state. But Rocky Mountain Area Coordination Center fire meteorologist Tim Mathewson says northern Colorado isn't out of the woods by any means.
Just because we're wet right now, we've been wet this spring so far, doesn't eliminate fire season in Colorado. Right now, we're thinking that it's going to be more towards or geared towards an average fire season, which does mean that we will still see fires and some large fires.
However, the delayed start to fire season has been very good for state firefighters.
It's provided us more time to do exercises with our federal partners and other state agencies to make sure we are ready for that.
Paul Cook is director of the Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control. He says this extra time has allowed his agency to place state resources strategically in areas prone to fire.
We're going to work on it this year during fire season, see how it works. And you know, like last year, we had a fire season that didn't end, so we hope that we don't see that again.
Risk Canyon lost several homes during the High Park fire, including those of firefighters. Bob Gann is chief of the Risk Canyon Volunteer Fire Department. His was one of the first on scene last June. They've been using the time before fire season for training. While the moisture of the last several weeks has helped to lessen the fire danger, Bob Gann has something else on his mind.
The floods. That'll be an issue for this year and the next 5 years probably.
The Colorado Department of Transportation is expanding and building large culverts in the area in anticipation of spring rains and slow-moving summer thunderstorms. Back at the aerial helimulching area inside the Roosevelt National Forest, Forest Service spokesman John Helverson says flash flooding is just one of the many risks present within the High Park burn zone.
The immediate danger from the fire may be gone, but there's plenty of other hazards in its wake that can be equally as devastating or dangerous to people. There are debris flows that are coming down, blocking the highway. So again, there are plenty of hazards still out here.
According to the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise, Colorado's fire season is expected to pick up in mid-June and last through July before the summer monsoons are forecast to arrive. So firefighters say they're going to take advantage of the time that they do have to get ready. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.